We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim regarding Boirur. And the Gemara teaches us on Daf Ayin Dalar Amar Aleph from Masechet Shabbos that the only time Boirur is permitted, one of the conditions for Boirur to be permitted is Boirur v'oichel oichel mitoich p'soilus. Rav Amnuna teaches us that Boirur is only permitted if you take the food out of the p'soilus, not vice versa. And the Rishonim debate why is Oichel Mitoich Psoilus Mutter versus Psoilus Mitoich Oichel. Rashi, Tosfos say because that's not considered the normal way of doing Boirur. It's considered Boirur with a Shinui. And since it's considered Boirur with a Shinui, that's not the Malacha that is Asur on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Ritva has a different approach in explaining why Boirur is mutter with when it's Oichel Mitoich P'soilus. He says that that's considered Derech Achila. In other words, what the Ritva is saying, and we've quoted this concept previously in our Shiurim, is that Boirur is, there's two concepts in Halacha. There's a concept in Halacha known as Boirur, and there's a concept in Halacha known as Echila, and Boirur and Echila are not synonymous and are not the same thing. Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos here in Tosfos Devar Maskil Boirur V'Oichel, where he says the vart that we just said, because it's Ein Derech Boirur B'Kach, asks that the Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, later in Amas Sechter, seems to indicate that Breira is Oichel Mitoich Psoilus. That is the Derech Breira. So Tosfos says, how could our Gemara seem to indicate that Oichel Mitoich Psoilus is permissible? Because that's not Derech Breira, where there it seems to indicate that it is the Derech Breira. So Tosfos says the following. He says, there is no set way how Breira is done. What Breira is, what the normal fashion of Breira is, you take the lesser amount from the greater amount. And therefore, in our Gemara, we're referring to a situation, which is the normal situation, where you have less psoilus than oichel. So what you normally will do is take the psoilus out of the oichel. So here, where instead of taking the psoilus out of the oichel, you took the oichel out of the psoilus, says Tosfos, ein derech breir b'kach. That's not the way breir is performed. But the Gemara, he says later on in the Masechta, is referring to a situation where there's more psoilus than oichel. In a situation where there is more psoilus than oichel, that you will take out the oichel. And that's why derech breir is to take out oichel mitoich psoilus. So point out all the Rishonim, that according to Tosfos' understanding, we can't just make a heter of oichel mitoich psoilus is mutter, psoilus mitoich oichel is aser. It will depend on what is the roif. However, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Yutes, and the Tor already makes this observation that the halacha is only oichel mitoich psoilus. However, the Tor says that even though our Gemara is teaching us that oichel mitoich psoilus is mutter, oichel mitoich psoilus will only be mutter when the oichel is more than the psoilus. But in a situation where the psoilus is more than the oichel, so then we don't have the het of ein derech breir b'kach, and it would be aser. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, it would seem that you're allowed to take out the psoilus from the oichel under those circumstances. Yet, says the Torah, we don't pask in that way. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pask in that way. And therefore, if it's psoilus more than oichel, there won't be a heter for breira at all. So when we speak about this halacha of oichel metoich psoilus being mutter or osur, which, as we are saying, that that's a critical element in the understanding of the halacha, a breira. So there are a number of questions that come up. One interesting question that comes up is, what would be the halacha where it's impossible to separate the food only by taking the oichel from the psoilus from the oichel? What would be the halacha? There are paiskim, and we're going to discuss this more in our coming shiurim, that quote the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch there says that one is allowed to peel a fruit on Shabbos, even though it seems that peeling a fruit should be considered boirer, and as again, that you're taking the psoilus, the peel, off the fruit, the oichel. And we're going to Mitzvah Shem discuss the different reasons why it may be mutter. But one of the explanations that is given is because since it can't be eaten any other way, that isn't considered boirer. In other words, they learn that whenever the only way to eat the food is through the heter or boirer, it's mutter. Now, it seems that that heter is really dependent on the machloikas rishonim that we began today's shiur with. Today's shiur we began by saying, what is the heter for oichel metoich psoilus? So Tosfos and Rashi said, because ein derech breira b'kach. Here, it's hard to say the ein derech breira b'kach if that's the way it's always eaten. On the contrary, that is the derech breira. But as we said, the Ritva says that there's a new heter, that we have to determine that sometimes the act that we're doing is not an act of boirer, but rather it's an act of achila. It could be that that's this pshat, that in a situation where this is the only way you could eat the food, then that is not considered breira, that's considered achila. And the same, when the psoilus is more than the oichel, and it's impossible to get the oichel out, then that becomes the derech achila. And if it's a derech achila, it could be mutter. And in fact, the Kaf HaChayim seems to follow that approach. Another issue that comes up is, and we'll discuss this issue with the following shayla, a very, very common shayla. Somebody wants to eat a fruit on Shabbos. And of course, most people who eat fruit, especially if they're not peeling the fruit, are going to wash the fruit before they peel it. And the question, of course, comes up, is that considered boirer? Because you're washing the psoilus, the dirt that's on your fruit, off the oichel. So the paiskim have discussed this issue, and they have a number of ways of understanding the shaila and trying to understand the shaila and what the halacha will be. Truthfully, bashkofer rishayna, it seems to be that this is a shaila that's already discussed here in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Boirer, because the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Ches Siman Shin Yotes, and shayin as a kershinen, you're not allowed to soak the kashinen. Dahanim shemaitzef at mayim aleim b'kli. You soak them in water, kadela hosra psoilus, to get off the dirt. Vlay shofra sabiyad, you're not allowed to rub them with your finger, kadela hosra psoilus, davalei kabayr. Avonois and bekavra, you could put them into a kavra, you could put them into a kavra, abish noifla psoilus der nakve ha kavra, because since it's not for sure that the dirt will fall out, the oichel comes out, so it's oichel mitoich psoilus. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is thinking about a situation teaching us that you're not allowed to wash fruit. So are you allowed to wash fruit on Shabbos? So there are a number of reasons that perhaps one could be makel, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to be machmer. One is the many paiskim suggest that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a situation where the fruit is really dirty and it's not edible any other way. So since it's not edible any other way, now we have a real situation of psoilus. But in a situation where it's just common that people wash the fruit before they eat it, but it's not that it's not edible any other way, one perhaps can be makel. Another heter that the Paiskim want to suggest goes back to something that we discussed in our previous year, a very bechiddush. I just use this as a sniff. We quoted in our previous shiurim the opinion of the Mishnah Brura and the Bi'ur Halacha, where he discusses in Sif Gimel in Bi'ur Halacha Devar Maskil Habayir Psoilus, that what happens if right before you're eating, are you allowed to do Breira? We spoke about eating fish and taking the bone as you're about to eat the fish. And we quoted the Machloikas of the Mishnah Brura and the Chazanish, that the Mishnah Brura seems to be lenient in that circumstance, and the Chazanish seems to be Machmer in that situation. So they are Paiskim that want to say that here too, if right before you eat the fruit, you wash the fruit, that falls into the same heter as the Mishnah Brura. Because the Mishnah Brura is saying that if it's right before you eat, we go back to the vart that we began today's shiur with. That no longer falls into the category of Breira, that falls into the category of Oichel, Derech Achila. And Derech Achila is not Osur and Shabbos. But there's one more heter that I want to mention, which really is a heter quoted by the Tehillah David, it's quoted by the Ketzos HaShulchan, and it's quoted by other Paiskim as well. And it's a very important heter. They want to say that what is the definition of oichel mepsoilus or psoilus metoich oichel? That you're picking, you have a bowl with whatever you have in it, oichel and psoilus, and you're picking out the oichel or you're picking out the psoilus, and that would be oichel metoich psoilus or psoilus metoich oichel. But they say a chiddush. If you're holding the oichel in your hand and the psoilus falls off your hand, falls off whatever you're holding, since you are holding in your hand the oichel, they say the definition of oichel b'toich psoilus doesn't mean that you're pulling the oichel out of the psoilus. Rather, they define oichel b'toich psoilus, whatever is in your hand is the thing that we look at. So if you're holding the fruit in your hand, and the fruit is the oichel, and the schmutz, the dirt, is being washed off that fruit, so the psoilus is falling off the oichel, but the oichel is in your hand. And since that oichel is in your hand, we don't have a situation of psoilus metoich oichel, we actually have a situation of oichel metoich psoilus. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Hei, Simen Lamed Ches, quotes this heter. I do, however, have to say that the Paiskim seem to differentiate using that theorem that we just discussed between where the fruit that we're about to eat is noticeably dirty versus a situation where it's just you're just washing off the fruit. That seems to be the opinion of Reb Moshe and Ohr Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chav Hei, of the Shevet Alevi and Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Beis. And if you look at the Mishnah Berura on this Sif that I just quoted, you read the words Hakashinim, Humach Behema, Vodin Tapuche Tadama, Vakok Agav No Yitan Lay Mayim, Kedei Lahosir Ava Vavik Maleim. So they seem to be talking about a case where there's a lot of dirt. Havak for offer. But if there's a small layer that you're just washing the fruit, and we have the heter that you do it right before you eat, and we have the heter that you're holding the fruit in your hand, perhaps there's room to be lenient on being allowed to wash fruit on Shabbos. Of course, according to this, if the right thing to do is to wash the fruit before Shabbos, and you have no problem. Another question that comes out, that comes up, is in a situation where you don't exactly remove the psoilus, but rather what you do is the psoilus is left without by itself. And let me explain what I mean. Let's say we spoke in our previous shiur where you have a pit. You squeezed lemon, in a way that you're allowed to squeeze lemon on Shabbos, into your drink, and a pit from that lemon fell into your tea. And now you don't want to have that pit in the tree. You don't want to, in that tea, you don't want to serve it that way. So the question that comes up is, can you remove the, you can't remove the pit, because that's psoilus metaychoichel. And even though we quoted in our previous year the opinion of the Taz, who says that you could take some pit with the tea, we also said in that shiur that there are many paiskim that the Shulchan Aruch Harav and other paiskim that say that that isn't a good eitzah. Although we'll speak about when maybe it would be a good eitzah. But what would be the halacha if I do the following? I put a spoon under that pit, and I know everybody's thinking, and that's going to be our next issue to discuss, about using kalim and what is considered using a keli and what is not considered using a keli. But you use a keli, you put the spoon under that pit, and then you, instead of pulling that spoon out with the pit in it, which would certainly be a case of bayer, a very serious case of bayer, because you have everything wrong, it's psoilus metoich oichel with a keli, but what you would do is you would pull the cup down. So by pulling the cup down with the tea, and then you're left holding the spoon in your other hand, so now you have the oichel has been removed from the psoilus. There are many paiskim that take that opinion, that since you pulled the oichel from the psoilus, and very much we go back to the beginning of our shiur today, especially if we follow Tosfos' opinion, clearly Tosfos and Rashi said that oichel mitoch psoilus is mutter because it's not derech breira. Certainly, if you want to get a pit out of a cup of tea, the way you're going to get the pit out of the cup of tea is by pulling out the pit, not by pulling down the cup. So the individual who pulls down that cup clearly is doing it not in the normal fashion, and therefore many poskim suggest that that would not be considered boirer and would be a way to be able to remove that pit, or as we spoke in the previous year, or the fly in a permitted fashion. However, this heter of holding the oichel in your hand when you're doing bayru, and since by holding the oichel in your hand, as I quoted many poskim, that makes it always be considered a situation of oichel mitoch psoilus, could also perhaps work in your disfavor. Because what would be a halacha if you're holding the psoilus in your hand and you're removing the oichel that way? So if we say that whatever you're holding something in your hand, whatever you're holding in your hand, that becomes the item that the halacha views as the item that's being removed, so you can't have it both ways. So yes, if you're holding the oichel in your hand, maybe that will save you, that it should be considered oichel mitoch psoilus, but then vice versa, if you're holding the psoilus in your hand, shouldn't that be considered a situation of psoilus mitoch oichel that we began our shiur quoting the Gemara, which is also. The Paiskim discussed this shaila, and they say that even the man, the Amrim, even the opinions that hold, that whatever you're holding is considered the oichel, that doesn't change the reality that whatever you're pulling off is also to be viewed as the item that's being removed. And therefore they say that we could take a lenient approach and use both haterim in this situation. Certainly, as we've discussed in our previous shurim, if the food is already in your mouth, there even the Chazan Ish would agree that you're allowed to remove an extraneous matter in your mouth. That means if you're eating something and there's psoilus in your mouth with the oichel in your mouth and you feel you're eating, you bite down on a bone, or you bite down in some sort of extraneous matter, that certainly would be considered derech achila. And even the Chazon Ish, who disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah and is of the opinion that you're not allowed to pull, that you're not allowed to do any act of boirur before you eat, will agree that that is not considered boirur. That's called achila and would be mutter. As we discuss the various options of doing boirur, and particularly in different situations, it's worth saying another important heter that I saw a number of poskim suggest, and actually a careful reading of the Gemara very much points in the direction that this would not be considered boir. The Gemara says here on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said the following episode happened. Shapsed Rabibi Havoi. There was a week that Rabibi was in charge. Vikler of Ami Rav Asi, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi came to the yeshiva. It was the week that Rabibi was in charge of serving the food. Apparently it seemed that every week they took turns who would be in charge of serving the food in the yeshiva. And he wanted to serve them fruit, but he didn't want to chas v'sham do boirer. So what the Gemara says he did was, shod the kamayu kalkola de peri, he poured out in front of them a basket full of fruit. He didn't want to pull out the fruit from the basket and give it to them. And the Rishonim debate what was his concern. Most Rishonim say that there were perhaps peels and extraneous matter around the fruit, and he was concerned pulling out the fruit would be considered bairer. And says the Gemara V'loyedana, this is Oichel Metoch Psoilus. V'loyedana, was Rav Dimi being machmer, Mishum the Savar, Oichel Metoch Psoilus Osir, then not only is Psoilus Metoch Oichel Osir, but even Oichel Metoch Psoilus, Mishum Yain Yofu the Mechavin. Or he just wanted to show how generous he was, and he filled out a lot of fruit. Seder Paiskin. Well, we obviously, this is the pshat that Rashi learned, that he was concerned that Oichel Metoch Psoilus is Osir. But what we see here is that if you just take the different fruit or the different item that you want to serve, where you have a question of bairur, and you don't pick one out from the other, you just pour out the entire contents of what's in front of you, that isn't considered bairur. And therefore, that is a heter that you could just use, that if you have different items and you're not sure what is the oichel, or what is the psoilus, or what is the situation of oichel mitoich psoilus, psoilus mitoich oichel, if you just take the entire contents and empty it out on the table and they just completely separate into different places and then you pick something out, that certainly would not be considered boirer. Of course, very much connected to what we've been discussing in our shiurim, but one has to be careful under those circumstances is to make sure that it's poured out when the fruits or whatever item you're pouring out are next to each other. Because if they're right next to each other, you really haven't accomplished anything. There's still a taruvus. It should be poured out in a way that you no longer have a taruvus.